Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Since it's the end of the year, we're taking a look back, and now we're looking at the best the internet had to offer in 2013 in the form of memes.
Dictionary.com defines a meme as a cultural item in the form of an image, a video, or a phrase that is spread via the internet and often altered in a creative or humorous way.
We have an expert here to give us some of the top viral trends of the year. He is Brad Kim, editor of Know Your Meme. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Good to be on the phone. Thank you.
So I've seen the numbers. The top meme of 2013 was, and we'll talk about the pronunciation of this, Doge or Doge. Well, first of all, what is that meme?
Okay, so Doge or Doge. It's basically a misspelling of a dog with a soft G or a hard G. Basically it's a series of photographs of a Shiba Inu dog. It's a Japanese breed of a dog with the pointy ears and orange fur.
And he's a fluffy fella.
Yes, the puffy one. And it's pictures of a Shiba Inu doing various things. The key feature is that they're captioned with very like silly internal monologues from the perspective of the dog, and they're written in usually in broken English and written in Comic Sans font, which is kind of the go-to font for sarcasm or tongue-in-cheek kind of humor, and it's one of those things they're much better shown than told, but. One of the most popular examples is this, animated GIF of a Shiba Inu dog, like, tapping on bongo drums, and the captions say, "Wow, such skill, much accomplishment," or, "very endurance, so proud." It's kind of, grammatically awkward, exclamations, and, it's supposed to be, this character that's very adorable and dumb because, the character is so easily impressed by everything and, he tries to use interesting words, but, they're never quite right in the right tense or proper tense. So, it's one of those, silly memes that, won't take too long for anyone to get, and it's a chuckle-worthy meme, I would say.
And when I first heard about it, I thought it was kind of the answer to the LOL cats, the picture of the cat with the funny, ICANN has cheeseburger types of things.
Yes.
But it's a little different, too, that whole stream of consciousness thing it has going.
Right. It's a slightly different character than, its lolcat counterpart. But yes, like you said, it's definitely an emerging trend of the so-called lol speak, which has been traditionally a territory of cats for many years, but it is definitely that kind of humor catching up with dogs.
So,
the main difference is that the biggest, most obvious one being it really uses Comic Sans font to its maximum lol value, if you will.
So before we move on to other memes, Brad, I want to ask, and a lot of people probably who look at these things or hear about them and are thinking, what the heck, where do these things emerge? Who comes up with them, and how do they come to the attention of the greater internet public?
Mm-hmm. So, with Doge, it's interesting because the earliest known mention of the word Doge in referring to a dog comes from a very, very old episode of this popular web flash animation series called Homestar Runner. And it comes from an episode that was released in 2005 where one of the main characters refers to his sidekick as a Doge with an E at the end. And the meme, the character of the Shiba Inu as Doge, it actually, blew up on the internet fairly recently on Tumblr after the name became associated with Shiba Inus, which, alternatively referred to as Shibei. That's another nickname for the dog is Shiba. And yeah, so it the character itself originates from Tumblr.
And what does it take, though? Like, why does one thing hit critical mass? And I assume there are zillions of other things that people are trying to create as memes that don't come to the public attention like that.
Right. I think, you know, one of the factors, you know, that the key factors that, you know, made those such a popular meme is that, you know, like we were saying before, this sort of, broken English grammar, like things that are said from the perspective of an animal, it has really, you know, been a cat thing, predominantly cat thing. And I think what we're seeing is, people trying to kind of, you know, take an existing trope or a theme and really just trying to expand it into other, you know, other species and other realms. So, yeah, in a way, it's kind of an evolved iteration of an ongoing theme.
And it is a cute dog. I want to move on to another meme, though. A word this time that took off, kind of a made-up word or a compound made-up word, cringeworthy, is one that had been around for a while, I gather, but took off. First of all, what is cringeworthy?
So cringeworthy is, it's actually a pretty, common English adjective that describes, you know, any thing that evokes the feeling of embarrassment on the part of the observer. So, you know, in the context of the internet, it would be something cringeworthy would be any sort of, you know, social media, meaning, a status update, video, or a photo, that makes the viewer go, oh my God, I can't finish, you know, this. I can't, you know, keep watching this. It's kind of like a train wreck. But it's also worth mentioning that it's kind of an evolved form of fail humor, which has been, you know, a pretty popular genre of internet humor for years. You know, it's somebody does something wrong and, you know, everyone laughs. But with cringeworthy, pictures and videos, they're slightly different because it's hard to flat out laugh at these failures because usually they tend to hit a little bit too close to home. So, for example, when you see a picture of your friend, you know, who's got a new brand new tattoo of a meaningful quote, let's say, and you immediately spot a spelling error in it. Now that's, you know, something where you can't really flat out laugh at because, you know, it's one of your best buddies, but, you know, it's still something, you know, that's hard to look at.
Well, from a word to a video, I want to play a little sample here. The Harlem Shake videos that were going around. Here's the song. And so the visual here, when they started, people were just kind of sitting around. One person, I think, doing a wacky dance. Everyone else sitting. And then when the beat kicked in there, everybody in the background would have a costume on, and they'd be jumping around and dancing. And lots and lots of people online were recreating this video. Where did it come from in the first place?
Well, the dance meme itself, there's a two-part to it. The song in itself is this electronic dance track made by an artist named Bauer in 2012. But the dance video meme itself came from this popular YouTube blogger. His name is Filthy Frank. And, he made this video with a couple of his friends, and they were all dressed in this, colorful latex suits. They started this dance video where, you know, they're dancing in a very chaotic way, you know, wearing something really goofy. And, but the viral instance is actually another one that, you know, that came after by this group of teenagers. They were hanging at a friend's house, and, you know, like you said, it begins with one guy just kind of, you know, shyly dancing while everyone else is just kind of chilling. And then, you know, yeah, the bass drop and everyone goes nuts. And, it took off in early February, and this Harlem Shake is kind of unprecedented in terms of scale because, according to YouTube's analysis, within the first 2 weeks, there were about 40,000 videos that were uploaded, and you know, with totaling views of like almost 200 million views. So it really exploded onto the scene, and you know, the timing was interesting because you know it also kind of came off the heels of you know, Gangnam Style in the previous year, you know, hitting the 1 billion views mark. So I think it was you know, it was the you know, the next, it was introduced as the next Gangnam Style meme with a lot more of a solid formula. You know, it has a very, very easy to, you know, replicate formula and a routine to it. So, you know, it actually had a lot of holding with web companies, you know, like companies like BuzzFeed. And, yeah, these, it had a lot of support from, you know, people at work. And there were lots of office, you know, videos that are based around Harlem Shake. But yeah, it was definitely one of the biggest dance memes to emerge on YouTube ever.
And people out there are making their own, which is a really interesting thing, getting creative. We just have a minute or so left, Brad. Is there a favorite meme of yours, either from this year or just emerging now, maybe, that you're keeping an eye on?
Sure. It's I guess you know, something that would I think will be, you know, continue to grow into next year is live tweeting. And you know, live tweeting is just something when, you know, when you're, it could mean that, you know, you're tweeting about an event in real time, but, you know, specifically kind of it's, you know, overheard conversations that are tweeted in real time from a third party observer. So I think one of the bigger ones recently, even though it actually turned out to be a hoax, was this ABC producer who was on a, you know, on a flight to LA on Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, he started tweeting about this lady that was, you know, on the same plane, you know, that was giving the you know, attendants a lot of trouble. And so this sort of kind of eavesdropping on, you know, interesting gossipy, you know, conversations and just tweeting to the world about it, you know, it has its appeal.
Okay, Brad, that's all the time we have. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. Yes.
That was Brad Kim, editor of Know Your Meme. We've got one of those Doges up on the Central Time Facebook page, by the way.